This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tangible Investments. Tangible CEOs been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for many months before what happened happened. You need valuable advice. You need asset protection. You need wealth insurance. That's what gold and silver is, wealth insurance. That's why the top central banks in the world are buying gold and silver hand over fist. New article came out 2 weeks ago that in the month of January, they bought the most, central bankers bought the most gold and silver in the history of the last 50 years. In other words, in the last half century, it's the most they've ever bought. Why? Because they know it's coming. A storm is coming. Not necessarily in America. I think we're going to be okay because of Donald Trump, because of lower taxes, because of no regulations. I mean, he's cut regulations more in 2 years than any president in 8 years has ever done in the history of America. So I think we're going to barely stay out of the world economic decline and malaise. But nonetheless, the world's got problems, major dysfunction in the economy of the world because it's run by a bunch of losers, France, England, Germany. They're all run by liberal globalists who want the world to be flooded with illegal aliens and refugees from Muslim countries. They're out of their minds. They're going to ruin everything we've ever built in this world. Everything will be ruined. But that's okay. America, as long as we have Donald Trump, is okay. But you need some gold and silver as these crises develop. And Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. If you are a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, you have the receipts to prove it. They want to prove to you that once you buy from Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify. For your $199 gold gift free, call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions. It could show you how to protect your assets with wealth insurance. 800-780-9000 and go get your $199 coin free. Okay. So I got to get to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Obviously, one of the big stories in the news is this Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Justin Fairfax, now has a second accuser who says he raped her in college, and she has proof. She immediately told her college friends that he raped her, so obviously that's a big thing. So big that Terry McAuliffe, the big Clinton friend who wants to run for President of the United States, a Democrat, and was the Virginia governor until a year ago, he calls on the Democrat to resign immediately, Lieutenant Governor, immediately. The Washington Times has called on the governor to resign immediately, so they got real problems. But let's move to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because Ben Shapiro's a mild-mannered guy compared to me, okay? I'm a New York street kid. He's a intellectual, educated, kind of a Jewish intellectual, Ben Shapiro, and I love him. But he's not, you know, my style, two different styles. He doesn't hammer people the way I do, and he doesn't get to the core of the issue, you know. He kind of plays around with it. You know, somebody's not great. Wayne Root says, they're an animal. They're a monster. Hang them. You know, that's my personality. Two different kinds of people. Ben Shapiro just wrote a great commentary. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal proposal is one of the stupid most stupid documents ever written. So here's what he says about her. Whoever wrote the proposal is, to put it kindly, dense, idiotic, moronic. Even Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi found herself unable to pretend to take it seriously. She said she hadn't seen it yet, but it's enthusiastic, and I appreciate the enthusiasm. This is not coincidentally precisely what I say, as Ben Shapiro, precisely what I say when I find out my two-year-old son has used his magic markers on his bedroom wall. She added, the Green New Deal will be one of several or maybe many suggestions that we receive. The Green Dream or whatever they call it, nobody knows what it is, but they're for it, right? Ouch. For her part, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, seems to know she can't declare war on Pelosi without the KG veteran nuking her. So she says, I don't consider that to be a dismissive statement. I think it's a great statement, the 29-year-old bartender turned congresswoman eagerly said, to which New York Post columnist Carol Markowitz correctly tweeted, oh, honey, how bad is the Green New Deal paper? Putting aside the fact that as written, it would receive a C-plus in any high school English class, it essentially articulates a magical world in which the skies rain chocolate, the world's powered by unicorn farts, and AOC dances through the gumdrop meadows to Litzomania. The proposal calls for the USA to be free of carbon emissions within 10 years without the use of nuclear power. It calls for every building in the United States to be replaced or retrofitted in green fashion. It calls for universal health care, free college education, the replacement of airplanes with high-speed trains, charging stations everywhere, and that's the word she uses, charging stations everywhere. Well, that's a really technical term. That's a real detailed plan. Where do you want to put them? Everywhere! Replacement of every combustible engine vehicle, government-provided jobs for everyone, family and medical leave, vacations, retirement security, and the abolition of farting cows. It also calls for total economic security for anyone unable or unwilling to work. Whether AOC plans to chain up billionaires and work them against their will remains to be seen. After all, someone will have to pay for this. I mean, I like what he's writing, Ben. Good stuff. Or not. According to AOC, nobody will have to pay for it. Like a timeshare you bought on the Big Island of Hawaii in 1997, this thing will pay for itself. This is a direct quote from AOC. At the end of the day, this is an investment in our economy that should grow our wealth as a nation. So the question isn't how we will pay for it, but what will we do with our new shared prosperity? The question, guys, isn't how you pay for the Fry Festival. It's what we'll do with the free drinks, the beautiful cabanas, and the epic memories we'll create together. I correct myself. My 2-year-old son could come up with a better, more realistic proposal than this one. It's not actually much of a competition. But as we've been told, AOC is the fresh face of the Democratic Party. So fresh, so face. Sadly, the intellectual content that emanates from that fresh face is indistinguishable from the product of cows she seeks to abolish. In other words, she's about as smart as a cow fart. Good job, Ben Shapiro. Now, this is a better, this is a better analogy, I think. That one was a comical one. This one is the Green New Deal is a revamped communist manifesto. Let's get serious, man. And by the way, I read you a minute ago what the polls say in New Hampshire. The Democrats in New Hampshire primary love it. What we're making fun of, what we think is juvenile and a joke, they love. That's how scary this all is. So here's another one. A few years ago, at the height of the global warming scare, I wrote a book which set out to answer one of the key questions of our time. If climate change isn't really a problem, why do so many people act as though it is? The answer I discovered is that environmentalism is just a fashionable, hold on, I'm going to turn the page, mask for the usual leftist obsessions with state control and wealth redistribution. That's what I've always said. That's all Obamacare ever was. It wasn't about health. It was about stealing your money, giving it to poor people who vote Democrat. And that's all climate change is. It's about stealing your money and giving it to poor people who vote Democrat. That's why I call the book Watermelons, Green on the Outside, Red on the Inside. This is a guy named Dellingpohl. I don't even know who he is. Not everyone who believes in man-made climate change is a full-on communist. Some are merely useful idiots. But whatever reason people may have for supporting the scam, greed, stupidity, virtue signaling, idiotic leftist teachers, the net result's the same. Bigger government, higher taxes, more regulation, lower standards of living, exactly like you get under communism, in fact. So color me completely unshocked by the Green New Deal. It looks like a revamped communist manifesto, because that's exactly what it is. If implemented, the size of government would increase to levels never before seen in a Western economy. The state's control of everything from wage levels to how businesses are run to your personal freedoms would be total. There's no mention of gulags or political prisoners or secret police, but of course those would inevitably follow, because how else would the state have a hope of enforcing measures which freedom-loving Americans would naturally resist? The only surprise about the Green New Deal for me is that its proponents are so brazen about their plans. Here's what Cortez said about it when interviewed on NPR. She said she has no qualms about acknowledging a so-called Green New Deal will mean unprecedented government intrusion into the private sector. Appearing on NPR, she was asked if she's prepared to tell Americans outright that her plans involve massive government intrusion. Intervention. As you know, Congresswoman, one reason that people are politically conservative are skeptical of efforts to combat climate change is that it sounds to them like it requires massive government intervention, which they just don't like. Are you prepared to put on that table, yes, they're right, what this requires is massive government intervention? She says, yes, it does. Yes. I have no problem saying that. Ocasio-Cortez quickly replied. Why? Because we've tried their approach for 40 years. For 40 years, we've tried to let the private sector take care of this. They said, we got this. We could do this. The forces of the market are going to force us to innovate. Yeah, those pesky forces of market that have given us more choice and abundance than have been enjoyed by any generation in the history of the world. You can't make an egg without breaking an omelet, communists are fond of saying. The Green New Deal would involve an awful lot of egg breaking. Among its modest proposals, rebuild every single building in the U.S., and all traditional forms of energy in 10 years, ban nuclear energy within 10 years, build trains across oceans and end all air travel, unionize all new jobs. What the Green New Deal in short is, what the Green New Deal is short on is detail as to how this rebuilding of the entire U.S. economy and infrastructure might be achieved. I would just argue, who's going to pay for it? Are you kidding me? Everyone would have to pay 110% of what they make for the next 100 years. AOC did provide an explainer of sorts on our website, but then took it down after attracted mocking comments like these. We could joke about it all we like, and yes, right now it's true that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Markey and the rest of the Democrats pushing this insanity have done Trump 220 the biggest favor imaginable. But these ideas aren't going to go away. They'll linger like an unexploded bomb, which may not go off for years, but whose destructive power will be utterly devastating should never be triggered. The Green New Deal is just a warmed-over version of something Bernie Sanders proposed in 2015. Heavily influenced by Obama's dodgy environmental czars, Van Williams, as well as the Canadian activist Bill McKibben. Back then, its selling point was keep it in the ground based on the notion, unless we order a moratorium on fossil fuels, the planet will fry and we'll all die. The problem was it had no traction because no one in their heart really believes this. So instead it was repackaged as a green jobs creation measure, then attached to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's prettiest face. How much will it cost if implemented? Ronald Bailey and Reason has done the math. The sums are eye-watering. I'll tell you the amount when we get back. Wait till you hear the amount of money it'll cost when we get back. I bet you just can't wait. It's all the money in the world times a million. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Healthcare, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Healthcare. I joined it. My kids joined it. Best thing we ever did. First year, I saved $18,000. Second year, I saved $18,000. That's just in premiums. Third year, I will save $18,000. This is year number three. You know, now in month two. I'm on my way to saving another $18,000. That's $54,000 over 3 years. If you'd like to save $54,000, if you can use an extra $54,000 over 3 years, who can't? Other than, like, Donald Trump himself. Everybody needs $54,000 extra. Give them a call. And by the way, it's not just the premiums. I always thought the reason I joined was, you save on the premiums and then you got to pay for your own little health bills here or there. But my son had a $2,500 dental bill to take his wisdom teeth out, and they paid $2,000 of it. And then I had three doctor visits in December of last year, and I was just shocked. I mean, I walked out of all three doctor's offices knowing my cost was zero. All three took Liberty HealthShare, and all three said there's no fee. I said, what do you mean there's no fee? That has to be a copay. I was like begging them to charge me. It's like, no, that doesn't make sense. They said, no, there's no fee. I said, okay. I walked out just smiling all three times. And then I spoke to the executive director of Liberty HealthShare on this show, and he said, no, those are wellness visits. Those are not, we cover the cost because we want you to be well. We don't want you to spend $10,000 on cancer, so we're willing to give you a checkup that costs $150 so you don't have to spend the $10,000. That's really smart. I mean, Liberty HealthShare is the greatest. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855, toll-free, 58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for sponsoring the show. Here's another interesting comment from one of my listeners about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This guy is an engineer. He's an engineer in Las Vegas. As a registered professional engineer, I have some comments on the Democrat proposal. Number one, the desire is to eliminate all oil and gas usage burning in the United States, obviously eliminating airplane travel, gas and diesel automobiles, diesel trucks that deliver food across the country, coal, oil and gas-fired generators that provide power to the grid when sustainable power is not available due to lack of wind and lack of sunlight. Trains will not be able to transport as much product due to the huge weight of batteries. Number two, casinos, hospitals, police, fire stations, and data centers will have to remove their backup emergency generators since they all use diesel fuel. Number three, all grading, road construction, repair, and excavating will cease without diesel fuel. Number four, the electric grid will have to be upgraded throughout the country since there will be no more natural gas usage for cooking, heating your house or business, water heaters, outdoor grills. All electric wiring will need to be replaced through the electric appliances replacing gas appliances. All barbecue will be outlawed since they use propane or charcoal. All matches, butane lighters, cigarettes, marijuana cigarettes will be banned because of all the toxic fumes and carbon dioxide. All candles will be outlawed since the combustion produces carbon dioxide. All wood structures will be torn down and replaced with concrete to prevent any chance of fires that generate carbon dioxide. All trees and brush will be removed from public lands to prevent possible forest fires from generating carbon dioxide. The fires over the last few years have destroyed our environment and caused an increase in global warming. Hope you enjoyed my reading of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Energy Deal, says Carl, the engineer. And then here's another reader. Check out Natalie Grant Raga. She's known as an international expert on the art of disinformation, manipulation, and deceit. She wrote it about it in 1998, Green Cross, Gorbachev, and Global Enviro-Communism. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is following the old Kremlin playbook created by Gorbachev's GCI, which Al Gore later supported. She should be called out on what her intentions are. Natalie says the principal tool for attack against the West is environmentalism. It's used to undermine capitalism with a strong economy and industrial base of developed nations little by little through lies and broken promises. She goes on to say it serves to introduce malaise by lowering their standard of living and implanting communist values every time a custom law tradition is ripped from society, leaving an empty void. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And if you think that liberals aren't everywhere as bad as AOC, you got another thing coming. Another state wants every gun owner to hand over their social media accounts and internet search history. You hear what I just said? Talk about Big Brother. Talk about communism. Because I own a gun, this is why you don't want guns to be registered. It sounds reasonable. Even to me, it sounds reasonable. Why shouldn't people have to register their guns? Because the state is filled with communist tyrants like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Tyrants. And when they find out you have a gun, because if you didn't you tell them you had a gun, you'd register it, they wouldn't know. But now they know. And so when they find out, they want you to hand over your social media accounts and internet search history. Now, you know, a guy like me has never done anything wrong in his entire life. Never been charged. No cops have ever said a word to me in my life. Never had any interaction with the police or any government agency other than the IRS. Never done anything. But when they go see my internet post, they'll go, you can't own a gun. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things on Capitol Hill are continuing to be testy as Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
Are you overseeing a witch hunt? Congressman, as I've mentioned previously, the special counsel's investigation is an ongoing investigation, and so I think it would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is telling his staff that he doesn't intend to resign. The Democrat has resisted numerous calls for his resignation from high-profile Democrats over a controversial photo that appeared of him in a medical school yearbook. He's denying that it was him in the photo. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was hit with new allegations of sexual assault this afternoon. Fairfax denied the new claim, saying it's demonstratively false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wait.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Fordham Resources. F-O-R-T-M, Fordham Resources. You all know me as the capitalist evangelist. I just love finding great countries and great companies and telling the world about great companies, because that's what America's about. I'm the anti-AOC, the anti-Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is just such an idiot, such a lame-brained loser. And she doesn't understand anything about what makes this country great. Great capitalism is what makes this country great. Companies like Fordham Resources, they are the sponsor of this show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They're a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Can you imagine if Cortez took over? She banned them. You can't have oil and gas. Fordham is led by Chairman Mark Bruner. See, this is the definition of capitalism. He's the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. So now you know the credibility of this company. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180 square miles City of Gold mining property. Not 180 square acres, 180 square miles of a gold mine. Wow. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, Mark Bruner, the chairman and CEO of his company. It's his new baby. The last one went from 15 cents a share to $200 a share. This one's his new baby. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. Resources.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, both radio and TV. They sponsor my radio show and my national TV show. I've got my guest here. His name is Michael let me see if I can pronounce this right. Bastash. Hopefully I'll get that right. He's the energy editor for the Daily Caller. Michael, did I get your last name right, or did I butcher it?
It was pretty good. It was pretty close.
It's Bastash? How do I say it?
Bastash.
Bastash. Okay, Michael Bastash, energy editor for the Daily Caller. So I've spent the whole show, as you might imagine, bashing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her stupid, lame-brained, just idiotic new Green Deal. I've got a dog named Pacino, and he could have written a much better thing than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, it's just so silly. Rainbows and unicorns and puppies and little babies and the world will be great and, you know, a day in the rain and the sun comes out, and this girl lives in some sort of a dream world.
Yeah, I mean, the plan was not really what I think a lot of even Democrats thought it would be. A lot of environmentalists didn't like it because they didn't think it went far enough. And her own party, you know, mainly Nancy Pelosi and a lot of the other House Democratic leadership, are kind of distancing themselves from it. Nancy Pelosi dismissed it as a suggestion and called it the Green Dream.
But you just said environmentalists on the left didn't like it because it didn't go far enough. How could you go farther than banning all gas, all cars, every building in America, and no more plane travel? How would you go farther than that?
Well, that's a good question. But the main thing came down to the resolution itself doesn't explicitly ban other sources of energy like fossil fuels. That was mostly from the fact sheet that her staff put out that was riddled with weird mistakes and things like mentioning farting cows and welfare for people unwilling to work and just things that she eventually had to take it down off her website, and it's frightening. But the big thing here is the resolution itself, the legislative text that they put forward, doesn't explicitly ban fossil fuels. It would make it extremely difficult to do anything with fossil fuels, and that's what environmentalists are mad at. They want the outright ban. They want the total virtue signal. They want it to be their dream legislation, and there are a lot of environmental groups that just were not happy with that. And, you know, maybe they support the Green New Deal, but they think there's a lot of work to be done on it. meaning to make it more radical than it already is.
I don't see how it can get more radical. I mean, I don't know if it was in the Green New Deal. I don't think it was. But she also, that same day, announced to the world that ICE should be disbanded because their agenda is too radical, and that every Hispanic in the entire world has a right to come to America because they're all like brothers of indigenous people, so you can't keep them out. We have a right, they have a right to come into our country. You can't build a wall. You can't keep them out. You can't extreme vet them. The girl is crazy, and I say girl instead of woman because she's just like a young, bubble-headed valley girl.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely one of those days for Ocasio-Cortez. Just in terms of the Green New Deal, she herself was sending a lot of mixed signals. She kept saying this is going to bring us to 100% renewables, and other Democrats, you know, kept having to say, well, we don't favor any source or another. But the big thing about the Green New Deal is, you know, the energy stuff aside, it's really just kind of like a weird utopian document where it calls for every single worker to have a guaranteed job.
All union jobs, by the way. All union jobs.
Medicare, Medicaid, universal health care. Again, the economic security for people unwilling to work, which is, you know, there's nothing more to be said about that. But the document itself just, it was basically, you know, a lot of people don't want to say this, but it was socialist in a lot of ways, and explicitly so. It called for public ownership or public investment into certain companies and into certain industries.
And she said, don't worry about the money, right? We'll just have banks issue more and the Federal Reserve just give more credit. It was the most childish thing I've ever heard. But you do realize we're talking to Michael Bastash, am I saying that right now?
You got it.
We're talking to Michael Bastash, energy editor for the Daily Caller. She, you know, as scary as it is to someone like me or someone like you, we're intelligent people, and we look at it and go, this girl's a moron. In New Hampshire, in the Democratic primary, they polled the voters today, and they came out with the results. Maybe they polled them over the last day, and they came out with the results. And it must have been the last day, because she just issued her Green Energy New Deal yesterday, and so they already mentioned that in the polling, and they asked, you know, what do you think about it? 81% support the Green New Deal of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democratic voters in the New Hampshire primary. How scary is that to think about?
The thing about those is those polls on energy and environmental policies are always so poorly done because they never mention costs. They never mention like what you'd be willing to pay or like on what time frame. Yeah, it's essentially saying, do you favor cleaner air? And everyone's going to say yes. Do you think we should do something about global warming? You know, most people are going to say yes. But, you know, once you start saying how much are you willing to, a recent poll found that most Americans aren't willing to pay more than $10 to fight global warming, $10 a month.
That's funny. That's funny.
You know, it's just that. And then there was another recent poll that showed that, you know, only 3% of Americans had ever participated in any sort of environmental rally or program or anything to promote climate policies. So what people say they support and what they actually come out to support are totally different things. But I think that's really important to remember. You know, most polling shows that most people, if you look at most conventional polling, it shows that people mostly believe in man-made global warming. But Trump won the 2016 election, and he ran as a skeptic. He called global warming a hoax repeatedly, and he still makes jokes about global warming every time it gets cold. So, so at some level, it's just not an important issue for people.
We're talking to Michael Bastash from the Daily Caller, energy editor for the Daily Caller. What I saw was a poll, and I believe it was USA Today. So, I mean, it was a major mainstream source. And, you know, if you ask people, do you believe in global warming, maybe a majority would say yes. Okay, do you want to do something about it? Maybe a majority would say yes. But when they asked them how important it is to them on a list of priorities, it was like number 29 or 30 out of 30. So in other words, taxes are more important, and this is more important, the wall is more important. Everything in the world, it's just because you believe in something doesn't mean it's important to you. Most Americans don't find it a priority, don't believe it's important. On 1 through 30, it's number 30. They may say they believe in it, but they know it's not going to affect their lives. They don't want to spend any money on it. So I think that jives pretty well with what you just said as far as, you know, spending a maximum of $10 a month.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like you said, people have hierarchies in life. You know, you and I may be worried about certain things, you know, maybe cultural things, but at the end of the day, like, it's like we're not going to do much about it because we have other things going on. You know, you have a job to do, you have family, kids, all that stuff.
Well, you know, as an example, I put the wall as number one in my life. Right now, I want the wall more than anything in the world. Well, the average liberal has the wall at number 800 out of 1 to 800. Everybody's got different priorities in life. But the average American does not prioritize global warming, that much I can tell you. By the way, you hear the music, we got to run, but just very quickly, Michael Bastad, what would happen, how many jobs would be lost if you ever implemented this Green New Deal?
I don't even think you'd be able to calculate how many jobs would be lost.
The whole America, right? Nobody could work anymore. Without gasoline, without energy, we'd all be riding to work on horses and blowing candles. Gotta be kidding.
And fossil fuels, that would happen.
Yeah, we'd all have to take a train over the ocean to get to work. This woman is living in a dream world. I like to say the reason she wore a white outfit at the State of the Union is because they just let her out of Bellevue. Wayne Allyn Root, we're now. Michael Bastash, energy editor for the Daily Caller. Thanks for coming on, Michael. We're now.
Thanks for having me.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Standing up for what's right.
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, more now, USA Radio Network. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Cenogenics, what makes my personal story so compelling, I think, and so effective at selling Cenogenics, because I think they've been besieged by calls from all of you, my listeners and my viewers on Newsmax TV. I'm hiccuping, I'm sorry. All my listeners on Newsmax TV, all my my viewers on Newsmax TV, my listeners on USA Radio, my listeners on KBET, 790 AM in Vegas, my flagship station, and all over this country and USA affiliates, they've been besieged. And the reason they've been besieged is because I've got quite an interesting story that I was, you know, very few of my listeners or viewers are like me. Nobody has never drank, has never smoked, has never done drugs, never eats fast food, never eats crappy food, never eats TV dinners, you know, never eats fried food. I don't do any of that. And works out every day, pops vitamins every day. Nobody does that. I've done that my whole life because my parents both died of cancer 28 days apart. So I became a health and fitness fanatic. And despite doing all that, when I went to Cenogenics to check out my health, my blood, you know, the thickness of my capillaries, all that, they do everything. Everything you could ever imagine. You're in danger of a heart attack, you're in danger of this, you're in danger of that. I came out just okay, not great. There were a bunch of budding problems, a bunch of developing problems. And they said that's no surprise. Every guy over the age of 50 has problems, no matter how hard you work out, if you don't do it the right way. So they taught me to do things the right way, and boom, voila. Everything turned out really good. I reversed every problem. And you know it because you can watch me on Newsmax TV. I look really like a different person. I look so much younger than I did from a year ago, a year and a half ago, that it's startling. And that's because of Cenogenics. They made Wayne Root great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again. One American at a time. They did it for me. They made Wayne great again. They will do it for you. They'll make you great again. Call them. Free, no obligation consultation. What do you got to lose? Phone call's free and the consultation's free. Let them tell you what they could do for you. 888 Younger. What they did for me is amazing. So much so that my friends are all going to them now. My friends see me at dinner and they go, "You look like a different person. What'd you do? Plastic surgery?" No. Never had plastic surgery. What did you do? And I tell them, Cenogenics. They go, "I got to go there." So I got like 10 friends going to Cenogenics now. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, don't call. Or go to cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Okay. We've been talking nonstop about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but I want to switch gears for a minute with the Pope, because the Pope is about as bad as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another, you know, communist moron. That's what I call the Pope, communist moron. I've always had respect for the Pope. I've always had respect for the Catholic religion. I grew up in an all-Catholic neighborhood, mostly Italian, a little bit Irish. I liked my Catholic friends, and I respected their church, and I respected their religion. But the Pope today is a nincompoop. And so an historic interfaith covenant was signed in the Middle East on Monday, and the mainstream media in the United States has been literally entirely quiet. Dead silent about it. No one said a word. Sheikh Ahmed al-Tayyib is considered the most important imam in Sunni Islam, and he arrived at the signing ceremony in Abu Dhabi, with Pope Francis hand-in-hand in a symbol of interfaith brotherhood. Aren't all of you Catholics on the other end thrilled about this? You're now brothers with Muslims. You're best friends with Muslims. You believe in Allah, don't you? This wasn't just a ceremony for Catholics and Muslims. According to the British news source, the signing of this covenant was done in front of a global audience of religious leaders from Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and other faiths. The Pope and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar have signed an historic declaration of fraternity calling for peace between nations, religions, and races in front of a global audience of religious leaders from Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and other faiths. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Catholics, and Sheikh Ahmed al-Tayyib, the head of Sunni Islam's most prestigious set of learning, arrived at the ceremony hand in hand. In other words, it was a concerted effort to make sure all the religions of the world were represented at this gathering. According to the official Vatican website, a tremendous amount of preparation went into drafting this document, and it encourages believers from all religions to shake hands, embrace one another, kiss one another, pray with one another. There's a lot of language about peace in this document, but it goes way beyond just advocating for peace. Over and over again, the word God is used to simultaneously identify Allah and the God of Christianity. On top of that, the document boldly declares the diversity of religions. There's that word again. Diversity. Communists, socialists, Marxists are hiding what they really believe in through the word diversity. They want to destroy everything good in this world with diversity, in the name of diversity. Boldly declares the diversity of religions that we see in the world was willed by God. In essence, this is saying it is the will of God. There are hundreds of different religions in the world, and they are all acceptable. We know the elite want a one-world religion, but to see the most important clerics from both Catholicism and Islam make such dramatic public push for it is absolutely stunning. What they're basically saying is God, as in Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, make no mistake about it. You could say what you want about America, but on my show, it's the Wayne Allyn Root Show, there's one God. One God, and only one God, Judeo-Christian God. Judeo-Christian God is Jesus Christ and his Father God. That's it. And they're trying to say all gods are equal. You believe in Allah, you believe in Muhammad, it's the same as mine. One world God, one world religion. Same brainwashing going on all over the world. Now the Pope bought into it, because the Pope's a commie. We'll be right back.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
One.